I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good afternoon, Upstate.
Woo!
Welcome to Upstate Outdoors. You're listening to 106.3 WORD. I'm Philip Gentry along with Tommy Springer.
Yes, indeed. Hold my beer. I got a fish, Philip.
You got a fish?
Yeah. Just
I don't know about a fish. But you got a boat.
Yeah.
Because we're coming to you live today from the Upstate South Carolina Boat Show. It's the 2019 Upstate South Carolina Boat Show, the 49th annual. The show opened on Thursday. They were here all day yesterday on Friday. If you came out and something caught your eye, you're probably coming back out again. They're here all day today. And the show closes out on Sunday. Let's see.
They're here noon to 6 on Sunday.
That's right, noon to 6 on Sunday. Tickets are $7 for adults, $6 for students. That's how Springer got in.
Yeah.
Ages 6 to 18. Seniors 60-plus and kids under 6 are free.
Well, the reason I got in as a child because I shaved. If I'd have left the old white whiskers on, I'd have got in as a senior citizen. See, I can go either way.
Yeah. Parking's $5. Well worth it. So come on out to the boat show today. We're going to be here doing Upstate Outdoors live from noon to 2 p.m.
Sure will.
And we got a great show on tap for you today. Looking at the schedule, which, you know, on boat show day, it's always
– we start with a blank.
We start with a blank slate. And then we go look for the regulars, and then we go look for the irregulars.
Yeah, and with Philip being around this for his entire adult life, it's just Philip. They see him coming, and they go like, yeah.
So we're trying to hit all of our major retailers here. So we're first up on the show, and I can't even fill in the name because they didn't give me one. We'll have
somebody from 72 Marine.
We'll have somebody from 72 Marine on the show with us. They got a good looking aluminum. Bass boat over
there. Agreed.
What's it called? Hang on, let me turn around
here. Turn around.
I can't read it from the Exus?
I think so, Phil.
Exus? Awesome. I had to go over here and tap on it.
Yeah, because it doesn't look.
Because it looks like fiberglass.
Yes,
boat.
It does.
It looked like my old War Eagle. My old War Eagle people would go, is that a fiberglass or aluminum boat?
Exactly.
So anyway, we'll have 72 Marine on, and then definitely a fiberglass boat. We're going to have Tom Marlowe, the president of Key West Boats.
Probably some of the most beautiful boats you can ever lay your eyes on.
Definitely, especially if they come in seafoam.
And that's really cool.
And so we'll be looking forward to talking to Tom about Key West boats. And then our old buddy, he's a regular but very irregular. We got our buddy Oscar McCurry from McCurry's Outboards down in Anderson, the local Tohatsu dealer.
Yeah, and say that three times.
Tohatsu, okay. I got one. And, I've known Oscar forever and ever.
It's been a pleasure to meet him over the years with this radio show. He's just one of those, you know, electrifying characters.
He's one of the guys and also a regular down there at the Clinton House Plantation.
Absolutely.
Looking forward to talking to Oscar. And then during the second hour of the show, Springer's going to bring us the Roadkill Cafe.
Yeah.
We got a boat recipe?
No, but this weather's, you know, we finally got sun, but it's going to be cold. So the only thing I'd think of was some good chili. So that's what we're doing. Venison Springer style.
You could cook that on a boat.
Yeah, you could. You could.
Right, if you had one in pontoon boats.
Right.
With a little propane.
Absolutely.
Or, you know, nowadays.
You can plug in.
You can plug in, yeah. You put your crock pot on there and strap it down with a bungee cord.
Exactly.
Which is exactly what I would do.
Exactly.
And go and have you a day on the lake.
Exactly.
Put your curtains up.
Yeah.
If you're going to go fishing, you put your curtains up so you stay warm.
Yeah.
Second hour. We're going to have our old buddy, Tom Mundy, from Fish Stalker Lures. Tom's over here in the Strickland Marine booth, and he's selling rods and some of his fish stalker tackle. So we're looking forward to talking to Tom. And then have we gotten in, when we do the calendar of events, have we gotten the schedule from the Coast Guard Auxiliary yet?
No.
We normally talk about a lot of classes that they're going to be holding.
Correct.
So we're going to have one of the guys, I don't know his rank. Last name's Lindsay.
Yeah.
Might be his first name. I don't know. We're going to have Lindsay from the Coast Guard. Give him a break because he ain't getting paid.
Bless his heart.
Bless his heart.
No. They're good now.
The auxiliary? Oh, are they?
Yeah, Cuz temporarily opened it yesterday.
I don't know that.
I think it's good.
The auxiliary.
I don't know, dog, but I know that everybody that wasn't is now.
Everybody wasn't is.
I don't know how.
Maybe we'll ask him.
We'll ask him.
Yeah.
And then I got a handful of them, so.
Yeah, then we got the calendar of events, and we will wrap up the show with our parting shot about, a lot of folks are on social media, and that's cool if you catch a big fish. I'm the world's worst about doing that.
Yeah, but.
I catch a big fish, I put it on social media. Springer does the same thing. He lands
something
on the pier. He'll put it on social media, but. If you do something you ain't supposed to do,
like illegal,
don't put it on social media.
What a maroon. Because
Mr. Green Jeans is looking going, hey, he ain't supposed to do that.
What a maroon.
And then he'll come and find you.
What a nick and poot.
And you get a prize.
Play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
So that will be in our parting shot today. So do you have a chance to look around at the show much?
Yeah, I tell you what, Philip, and I know we ain't got but a few minutes, but I'm going to go ahead and say it. You know, me and you are the world's worst critics of dadgum
agitators.
Agitators, man. They've got an agitator here. If you're going to buy an agitator, this is the only one you should buy. This thing's made to fish. You can blow offshore. You can blow off in the middle of the lake. Got the cooler rod holders. This thing is made for fishing.
What dealer's got it?
Sea-Doo.
A manufacturer.
It's the one on the other.
We should have brought them over.
Dude, that sucker's mean. I've watched them fish offshore with them while I'm on the pier.
Yeah.
And these dudes, I mean, if I moved back to where I was just me and I was living on the coast, I wouldn't fool with a boat. I'd just buy one of them.
Nah, you get you one of them Hobie kayaks.
No.
That's what you do.
No,
I'd be out there paddling.
No, I want some motor, baby.
Yeah?
Yeah. And plus the ice chest.
Yeah.
You know, I can drink enough beer to have enough room to put the fish in the ice chest, okay?
It was a slow day fishing.
Yeah, but it was a great day drinking.
Yeah,
but
it's a
great looking machine. It really is a cool machine.
Well, come on out. We're going to be here noon to 2. If you want to get more information about the Upstate South Carolina Boat Show, you can go to upstatescboatshow.com. Right now, we're going to go to our break, and then when we come back, we're going to bring you some live interviews. We're going to talk with one of the folks at 72 Marine right here behind us. And come on out and see us.
Right here, Upstate Outdoors, live at the 2019 Upstate South Carolina Boat Show. Come by and see us. We the ones with the big mouth, the big smile, and we're sitting here in the middle of the aisle.
And a new photo.
And the new banner.
Yeah.
Awesome. So we'll be back right after these messages.
Awesome. Upstate Outdoors. Is back on the radio with you.
Oh, my gosh.
You should just leave the microphone open during the commercials.
I think so. I really do. It's quality radio, man.
So we have got Bence Johnson with us. That's Bentz. If you come into the dealership down at 72 Marine, Elberton, Georgia, right there across the Highway 72 Bridge. If you come out of Calhoun Falls, they're down there on the right about 2 miles?
About 3 miles on Lake Russell.
3 miles on Lake Russell.
Absolutely.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Nice. Thank y'all for having me.
Oh, yeah.
The next generation.
It's the least we could do for clogging up the entryway to going into your booth there.
Well, yeah, y'all are causing a disturbance out here.
Yeah.
Well, that's everywhere we go, Vince.
Yeah. That's kind of what we do. Well, Vince, tell us a little bit. You guys are, I mean, you're like everybody else. You're one of the anchors to the South Carolina Upstate Boat Show. You guys have been Triton dealers since Triton started.
We were the first Triton dealer Earl signed up, actually.
The first Triton dealer. Wow.
We go way back. We go with Earl all the way back to the Hydra Sport days.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get nervous a little bit when all the moving around was taking place?
Look, if you're worried about somebody else's business, you ain't doing your own business right. That's what I say.
So, there you
and
go.
And this boy ain't but 28 years old. He's way above his age,
That's
man.
That's right. So,
well, now we're blessed to be in such a good region for bass fishing. I mean,
aren't we? You look at the Upstate, and I mean, Springer and I talk about this. I mean,
it's the Mecca.
He's a saltwater coastal fisherman, and I catch a lot of bass while I'm crappie fishing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's okay.
And but I tell you what, just the number of bass anglers, and you guys see that too.
Oh man, look at when the Classic was in this building.
Yeah,
the last two times it's been in this building. I mean, good Lord, the turnout. They could literally have the Classic on Hartwell every year, and never lose money.
No,
I agree.
That's the way. That's how popular it is here.
Absolutely. So, Now, you guys, the brands that you're carrying, you got Triton. What else you got?
We got Triton and Ranger.
Yep.
And we got Vexus now. And we'll get,
Vexus,
we're going to get to
that soon. That's what I was trying
to think. Yeah, and we got War Eagle.
Oh, you're a War Eagle dealer.
Yeah.
Okay.
And,
awesome.
You know, that's like the hardest boat, I think, in the world to get.
Yeah.
But it's a very popular boat, too. Very well made boat. So, yeah, that's what we're carrying in Mercury and Evinrude outboards.
Okay. And so the Vexus, tell us, can we get into that now, or you want to hold on?
No, that's whenever y'all like. Everybody knows Forest Wood, legend, you know.
Legend
Forest Wood. When the buyout happened at Ranger, Forest Wood's grandson, Keith Daffron, started Vexus Boats.
Okay.
So Vexus is now Forest's new line of boat. Forest's name and face is with Vexus.
Okay.
So basically, aluminum boats, fiberglass infused aluminum boats.
Explain that if
fiberglass
you
fiberglass infused. Mm-hmm.
Explain that to me, Bits. Well, I'm a simple guy.
If you start at the hull, hull is all aluminum, of course.
Correct.
But you have stretch form gunnels on the hull.
Okay.
And the boat runs on a pad, just like a fiberglass boat would run on a pad.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get a V-hull, stretch form gunnels and a pad, you don't slap the water run like a flat bottom aluminum boat like everybody in the world is used to.
Yeah.
And when you say fiberglass infused, I mean, you got fiberglass console, fiberglass live well, fiberglass boxes.
Okay.
I mean, it's just all the way to the back. But, no wooden boat, all welded, all hand welded.
Yeah.
Quality item. I mean, you don't really have to sell the boat. The boat sells itself. It's one of those things that's it's an easy sell.
Now, what does that come with as far as in the power plant on the boat?
Just like basic rigging package?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the 18, 19, 20-footer, 18-foot, we stock all ours usually with 115 is what the boat's rated for. That boat's a 50-mile-an-hour boat all day long, two people in it. The 19, the hold a 150. That boat's 60-mile-an-hour boat all day long. And then 20 that just came out with will hold a 200, and that boat will run 70 miles an hour.
Are all those with Evinrudes, or can you get
Evinrude Mercury, and they even do a little bit of Suzuki. They hadn't really got going strong with that yet, but right now it's mainly Evinrude and Mercury.
Okay. Okay, so you got your choice of motors on that. Is that how long have you guys had that boat now?
Oh, man. They announced them at the Classic last year. And, I mean, Keith and Rand, all those guys, we've been friends with them since, man, you know, my grandfather's days.
Mm-hmm.
They started shipping them things August. So we started seeing them by August, and I think August now we sold close to 20.
Have you got to run on one? Have you been on the water more?
I've fished several tournaments out of, man.
Wow.
Very nice.
He got the first demo boat.
You know, the boy's busy selling boats.
Look, when everybody else is fishing, I'm working.
Yeah.
Okay, that
so
makes
that's,
sense.
You know.
And so when everybody else is working.
You're fishing.
You fishing.
No, I'm still working.
Yeah, still working.
I like his attitude.
You got a day or two off.
You're going to go far in life, Vince. I promise you that. Great attitude.
Yeah, so speaking of fishing. So you guys are you still doing, y'all involved in some tournaments down there on Lake Russell?
Yeah, we have local tournaments all the time. We still do our Savington Marine Tournament every year in March.
Right.
This weekend is the weekend after the Classic, which if you want to come fish that, by the way, I got a flyer around here somewhere. It's $3,500 payout.
Okay.
Right, 50 boat minimum, $210 entry fee, which covers your big bass pot. We usually have 60, 75 boats in it, so it's a good deal.
That is awesome. On Lake Russell.
On Lake Russell. Yeah, Highway 72 boat ramp on Lake Russell.
Right there. That's not far from y'all.
Right.
Pretty close.
Well, you turn left, mile on the left.
Yeah.
I mean, you can almost see the boat ramp through the trees. So
awesome.
Cool.
We're going to weigh all spots.
Yeah. And make sure you get me one of those flyers when you get off the air.
Well, anytime you're fishing on Russell, you're going to catch spots.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's a spotted bass tournament. Is that a good thing or is that a bad thing?
Your opinion.
Or is it just one of the things that we used to now?
I think we're definitely used to it now. I mean, you know, the good thing about a spot is always hungry.
Yeah.
I mean, you could throw a pink
whatever
button fly in front of it, and it's going to bite if it's hungry.
Yep.
Largemouth, you get a little bigger bite, you know, when you get bit. But spots are always hungry. Only problem, spots don't get real big. You know, usually don't get real big.
Well, you know, but that's why they're there is because in other lakes they usually get
big. That's what makes Russell popular. You can go to the Russell and catch a limit every day.
Yeah.
You can catch five fish any day on Russell if you've been there and know what you're doing.
Right.
Now, is the mentality with the fishermen, are they still – because part of the problem that I saw with spotted bass, you know, they started out in Kiwi, came over from Georgia, was people were putting them back like largemouth.
Right.
But I think what's happening on Kiwi is people are starting to keep those fish.
And Russell's actually starting to go back the other way. I mean, it's you start to see it from time to time.
Yeah.
There's been more largemouths on Russell in the last couple of years than I've seen, you know, the last 10 years.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's, I think everything has its cycle. It comes back through.
Awesome. Well, we were talking about your longevity with Triton boats. Mm-hmm. Do they have anything new coming out for this year?
Well, they got the Patriot package boats, which is your 20 and 21 foot Patriot boat. So, I mean, you know, 20 foot boat is your most popular fiberglass fishing boat. 20 foot boat with a power pole and two nines and a 36 volt system is $57,000. So, that's everything's kind of packaging now, if you know
yeah.
what I mean.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, here's your tournament, here's your prize, this tournament ready, you pay this
right.
much, you get your tournament ready boat. It's been pretty, that's the most popular one they make.
Yeah. That's Casey Ashley's home ride right there.
I mean,
oh,
it's
yeah.
like
72.
We're his home dealer.
Been, I mean, you remember Casey when he was
me and
a
Casey,
nobody.
Me and Casey grew up together.
That's what yeah. I'm saying.
Good Lord. We were just we hung out on the weekends.
He's handled all that well, hadn't
well,
he?
What,
oh, man.
What happened?
He got more famous than I did. What are you talking about?
I mean, you know what happened? I mean, y'all fishing and
oh yeah. Well, I mean, we fish. I mean, but now if we hang out, it's like. I mean, his kid and my kid hang out with
right.
cornhole, you know, just hanging out. We don't even talk
yeah.
about fishing.
When's he getting married?
I think in spring.
Cool.
In spring?
Mm-hmm. And what's been the whole thing? You know, when we started this show, you know, Casey hadn't got that next step,
mm-hmm.
and he was always willing to talk to us. He had plenty of time to talk
yeah, now
to
we
us.
Can, now we
can't
don't even,
catch him
yeah.
nowhere.
Man. But if you ever can, he's just as humble.
He's the same
and
way.
Just,
he's the same
you know,
way.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's kind of cool to see
yeah, it is.
How they, you know, all of them are indoctrinating their wives and girlfriends and stuff into doing
mm-hmm.
Our schedule
right.
and everything.
It's amazing.
So
yep.
that's mm-hmm. that's a cool thing.
It is really, really cool.
Well, what else have we got going on? You guys are going to be here until Sunday along
mm-hmm.
with the boat
Sunday.
Show. Uh-huh. And we got any kind of boat show specials going on?
Every day, man. You don't need to come to the boat show getting a special. We got boat specials every day.
As far as if you come to the boat show and
if
order
you come
a boat.
To the boat show and order a boat, Evan Rude's doing a 10-year motor warranty right
okay.
now. That's a big deal. Mercury's doing 5 years. Showtime, and now those programs run out. They'll run through the spring, so
okay.
it's really not a show thing. It's just a more of a show season type of thing.
Right.
Yep. But of course, you know, you got financing deals here at the show,
right.
that kind of thing, because you got banks willing to pick up people here at shows, so that kind of thing. So that's your financing side, really, where you get your bank for your buck at a boat
Absolutely.
Show.
Yeah. Yeah, coming in. And I guess, how far out are you guys as far as somebody comes in, they order a boat, when can they be on the water with one?
Depends on who it is. Ranger right now is probably, they say, in 8 weeks, 8-10 weeks. Vexus is probably 10-12 weeks, and Triton's a little longer in both of those.
Yeah.
So
if you're looking for a boat, if you need a boat for this season, what about
this is the stocking season. So
yeah.
I got a showroom full of boats.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so if somebody wants something you got in stock, then you're out the door with it.
Yeah. And about, I mean, I can do it whenever you want me to. It don't take too long.
Do you guys do a lot of trade-in?
Yes, we do. Do a good bit of used boats.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So whether you're looking for a new used boat or just any kind of deal,
go to 72marine.com. Pick up the phone, call me.
Awesome. Well, Vince Johnson, 72 Marine. Yeah, great interview. Thanks for being on the show with us. And you folks
yeah,
come
I've
out
enjoyed.
Here, and they got a great selection. Big name boats: Triton, Ranger, the new Vexus boat. You got to come out and take a look at it.
Absolutely.
So thanks for being on the show with
appreciate
us.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank y'all.
Yeah,
for
you got
me.
A hell of a future ahead of you.
Thank
sir.
You. I appreciate it.
You
awesome.
Bet.
We're gonna go to our break now, and then when we come back, we're gonna bring you more Upstate Outdoors live from the Upstate South Carolina Boat Show
right here on 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's Talk Station, and the Upstate's Talk Station at the Boat Show today. Be right back.
Welcome back. Upstate Outdoors is on your radio today. We'll be on your radio until 2 p.m. We're coming to you live from the 2019 Upstate South Carolina Boat Show. It's the 49th annual boat show. Show dates, they're going to be here. The show will be open until 9 o'clock tonight. And then tomorrow, Sunday, they'll be open from noon until 6 p.m. Tickets are $7 for adults, $6 for students. That's ages 6 to 18. If you're a senior, at 60 plus, and kids under 6 get in free. So a lot of folks are out there, you know, putting a little gray in their hair and, you know, growing their beards out and say, I'm over 60, I
Absolutely.
Get in free.
I do it at Hardee's all the time.
Yep. So I've honestly been looking forward to having Tom Marlow with us on the radio. We got Tom Marlow from Key West Boats. He is the head cook and bottle washer.
There you go.
Down there.
Good title.
Tom, welcome to Upstate Outdoors.
Thank you.
Now, I got to ask you, first thing, so far, your experience, can you compare the sophistication of Upstate Outdoors to, I don't know, one of them jackleg radio stations like Reeling Up the Coast with Captain E?
Hey, you know, it's hard to compare with Captain E.
Yeah. I would agree.
Yeah.
It's all about the personality.
We have Captain E is actually he's our
coast reporter.
He's our coast reporter. We call him up the last two hurricanes
the
that
last
we've
two
had.
Hurricanes.
He'll call us and he'll say, "Man, we're off the air because of hurricane." I'm like, "That's fine. We'll call you up at noon. You don't have to get up early and tell us what's going on." He's like, "Well, the wind's blowing and there's a lot of waves and the water's really coming up high." So,
and somebody get me a beer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, there is such a thing as hurricane preparedness.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I agree.
Always be prepared. So tell us a little bit about the Key West boats in the show. What do we have today? You're in the Palmetto Boat Center booth.
That's right. And we've got a couple of boats here. We've got the most popular boat we build today. It's the 239 FS. That, in its class, is the most popular boat in the country. And has been for, we got a run of about 4 or 5 years now with that boat being the most popular in its class in the whole country. It's so popular that a couple of other boat brands have copied that model number right to a T, 239 FS. Let's be original.
And in all fairness to those folks who copy it, really all they have to do is kind of look over the fence, really, because a lot of, and we were talking about that before the show, South Carolina from about Columbia down to Charleston, there are a ton of – that's like the capital of center console boats.
It is. Probably half of the center consoles built in this country are built in South Carolina.
Yeah. So when you've got something like that, and I'm sure there's some relations back and forth and all that, how do you distinguish your brand when you've got something like a Sea Hunt or you got a – I can't even think of any other brands.
Mako.
Well, no, Makos are not made here.
Well, that's right. It's a Sea Hunt.
We got the Tidewater.
Right,
and
right.
We got Scout and right. All that. So what do you do as far as you know, to make your brand stand out?
We take the best features of all the brands and mix them into our boats. I do a lot of research when we start developing a new model. And part of that research is to go to shows just like this and look at what they've done. And if they've got a good idea, I take note of that good idea. And when we're developing ours, put as many of those good ideas as we can into our boat. Now, when we're doing that development process, we don't put it all on paper and say, this is what we're going to do and go forth. We mock it up, the basics of the boat, and then we get in that boat as if we're using it. And we sit down, we reach, we grab. Anything that you're going to do when you're in the boat, we duplicate that in the development process, and we make changes along the way. You know, the guy may have the thing all but finished, and this needs to be changed a little bit. We take out the saw, cut it apart, start over, until it's just right.
Man, talk about a job.
Well, that makes
if you could just do that job, that would be great.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But that makes a whole lot of sense, because when you're out there fishing and you're jacking fish left and right, everything needs to be very accessible.
Exactly.
And you know, because you lose fish or you get janked over, one of the two.
Yeah, when we're doing that, and you know, we say, well, it sure would be nice to have a little tackle box right here. So we put a little tray in the sidewall of the boat where you can put that tackle box in there. And then, you know, ladies go on the boat sometimes.
Yes, sir.
We had the ladies come in and sit down. How does that feel? Have you got enough recline in the backrest? Have you got enough leg room?
Yeah.
So, everybody's happy when they get on board.
I don't have that problem.
No?
No. Actually, I have the other problem. When I get on my Key West, which is what I own, with my lady, she's like telling me, oh, this is so-and-so. And I'm like, look, I don't want to be on the boat listening to specs of this boat all day, okay? Look.
Boat girl's amazing.
Hand me a shrimp out of the back, okay,
exactly.
Honey? Hand
Quickly.
Me a shrimp.
And if she's like my wife, she tells you to get your own shrimp.
Yeah.
Boom.
Well, it's like I can't bend over, and I'm in the front and all that. So I do have a question, though.
Mm-hmm.
The bucket well in the front.
Yep.
That's on the Bay Reef. And I don't know if that's on other models. Who came up with that?
I'd like to take credit for that, but that's something I saw in somebody else's boat.
Ah,
but still,
okay.
Again, you was able to take it and progress it and
right.
Boom.
Right. Yeah, I saw it in somebody else's boat. It's a good idea. We need to do that, too.
So he looked over the fence.
Exactly.
So that goes both ways, then, what you were talking about.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah. I remember once when we were testing the 230 Bay Reef, actually went down in with Captain E, and he was on his boat, and he was telling us all about, well, you know, you have to do this. And he told me, I have to be careful about this. He's like, man, them rod holders in the floor, somebody with your big feet, he said, be careful. You'll stumble all over it.
So, that's right. Yeah, if you got big feet and you go down the sidewall of that boat and you're not careful, now you can cure that problem.
Yep.
You just cut that little part off on the bottom and dress it off a little bit.
That's exactly what we did.
Wow.
So, and Springer had a question. He's like, especially in this new 25. What's it like if you're fishing? Let's say you're off on a
deep V, the deep V version of the same boat. You know, if I wanted to blast off 40 miles in the Gulf of Mexico, say, I mean, everything is the same except it's basically a deep V instead of the lower sidewalls.
Yeah, it's just lower sidewalls. You can run that boat hard in rough water.
Yes, sir. Because, you know, I was talking about the sidewalls, because when I'm doing that type of fishing, Tom, I use my legs a lot up against the boat. Because I'm jacking 30-pound snapper off the bottom, you know what I mean? And I'm not a very big guy.
Now, if you get in that boat, notice when you go over to the sidewall of the boat where your feet would go up against the sidewall, there's a rain channel right there that acts as a toe grip.
Okay.
And then you've got the bolster up here.
Awesome. So we solved the problem.
And for you, it's got a cup holder right there.
And yes, sir.
Yeah, there ain't nowhere on that boat that you can go and stretch your arms out and not be able to touch a cup holder.
You know, Tom, the thing about it, some of my first experiences in big water was in a center console, okay? Mm-hmm. You know, the Key West, not a Key West, it was another brand years ago, and I've just always loved those boats. I mean, I just feel at home on them. I really do.
And there's another great factor about Key West that I personally really love, and that's your partnership with Yamaha.
Bingo.
You like Yamaha.
I do. I like the Yamaha boats. I'm partial to it because, like I said, I hear it every day. I love my show, and it's beautiful. Yeah. I mean, she's shooting video of the show, but they're hard to get.
Yes, sir, they are.
But that's not been a problem if you buy a Key West boat.
Right. We forecast more than a year ahead of time on how much we're going to need for the coming year model, and we commit to a certain number of each model that's popular in our lineup. And part of the partnership with Yamaha is they commit to us to be able to supply those.
And so that puts you – actually, the funny thing about it is, and again, I hear a lot of statistics, and sometimes I actually pay attention at home, is – you know, Yamaha owns Skeeter,
right?
Skeeter boats. But my understanding is Key West has actually got a larger allotment of Yamaha outboards than Skeeter does.
We do.
Yeah. So that says a lot.
It does. And I tell you something else that says a lot. I got a lot of friends, Tom, that are still into the charter boat fishing business, and they've got center consoles, and they run inshore and a little bit offshore. Every one of them has Yamahas because, you know, they're just so reliable, and they get a good maintenance on it before the fishing season starts, and they run hours and hours and hours on those motors, and they're quiet, and they love them. They love those things.
Yeah.
Right. And the rest of that is, if you do have the problem with the Yamaha, if you need just a service item.
Yes, sir.
We've got service and dealers all up and down the coast.
Yes,
in inshore. They've got the best dealer network, distribution of service of any brand out there.
Yeah.
You know,
so looking forward to the 2019 to the boat show here. We got two models here.
Yeah.
You got the FS, and then you got the Bay Reef there. Is there anything on the horizon? Anything, any new innovations or new boat models that you're coming out with?
Yeah, we're always working on something. The next model that will be done probably another 90 days. It'll be on the market is a 19-foot bay. You know, the bigger bay boats are really popular now, but there's a certain boater that doesn't need that, doesn't want that, doesn't have a garage big enough or a truck big enough to pull, you know, these big 25s and 23s. So we've got a 19 that'll run well with 115 horsepower. So we're talking about a very economic boat to operate, to purchase, easy to pull. It just kind of fits the bill.
Is that going to be in the Bay Reef package?
Bay Reef.
And now I could see a lot of use of that here, like on Lake Hartwell,
absolutely,
where you got a lot of guys who are striper fishing, Lake Murray.
Bingo.
And And maybe Santee, as far as just what you said, it's a trailerable center console that you can striper fish out of.
Right, and you can bass fish. The front deck on that, very much like a bass boat, got a lot of uninterrupted flat space that you can get up there and walk around and work the lures that you use when you're bass fishing.
That is awesome. Now, and that's going to be in 90 days, so when would that boat be available?
About 90 days.
Okay, so it'll be on the market. So do you already have, like on your website, do you have, if folks wanted to go see photos of that boat or specs on that boat?
No, we wouldn't be able to get photos until the first boat's actually built.
Okay.
Yeah, all I've got right now is work in development. It'll be when the first boat's built, that's when we'll get photos.
Oh, okay. All right, that makes sense.
I love them boats.
Yeah.
They're just beautiful, man.
Before we let you go, what would the weight be on something like that on a 19-foot bay reef?
That total package should be under 3,000.
Awesome. So very easy to pull with a half-ton truck or vehicle up and down the road.
That's right.
That is awesome. Tom Marlow, Key West Boats, if you want to come down here and talk center consoles, some of the best fiberglass boats made, you can come on down here to the boat show. And you'll be here all day today and tomorrow?
Right.
Awesome.
We're going
to get over a break now, and then when we come back, we'll have more live interviews talking with folks here at the Upstate South Carolina Boat Show. Stay tuned.
Right here on Upstate Outdoors, 106.3 WORD. Stay tuned.
Well, earlier in the show, we were describing one of our upcoming guests as irregular.
He did say that.
Not to be confused with our regular guests, but we do have a regular guest on the show from time to time. I always look forward to talking to Oscar McCurry from McCurry's Outboard Repair and Tohatsu Dealership. What's the name? What's the official name of the business?
McCurry's Outboard Repair and Corp.
In Corp. So that includes the Tohatsu in there.
Yes, sir.
So it's boat show season, and you've been on the road for at least a couple of weeks
Past
now.
Past couple of weeks, yes, sir.
For a little outboard dealer down in Anderson, you put a lot of mileage on.
Yes, sir.
Well, tell us about, and I've been a Tohatsu fan for years. I even ran one underwater one time for a little bit.
Wait a minute.
It's still running.
says a lot.
And it's still running. And
wow.
So how long you been with Tohatsu now?
I've been selling Tohatsus since 1994.
Wow. And you were telling me a little bit about do you sell more of the larger motors or the smaller motors, or are you about caught up now?
It's about the same now. We sell a lot of the small portable engines and a lot of the bigger engines, and that's been since about 2015, because biggest motor Tohatsu had at that time was a 115, and then they come out with the BFTs, or we call it the big fat Tohatsus, which is a four-stroke. And when they've done that, I've been selling a lot of the bigger engines also. So,
and I really like the Tohatsu story, because they're a Japanese-made engine, but they're a little bit different than most.
Yes, sir. And like I say, Tohatsu has been built for 63 years now, 63rd anniversary. They're the oldest commercial outboard motor builder that is commercial.
And as far as some of the bigger motors now, I mean, you can handle up to, what do you got, a 250?
The biggest motor we have is a 250.
Awesome.
Yes, sir.
Are you putting that? Are you repowering a lot of boats with that?
Yes, sir. We're doing a lot of repowering now. And two, like I say, it's been about 3 years now. I get on the lake and be riding around. I'm looking, you see brand X, brand B, brand C. And I said, what do we have to do to, every time I go by down the lake, going by the dock, and I see a brand F or a Tohatsu, what do we need to do? We got to get out here and put it in front of the consumer and let them see them and tell them our story.
Yeah, well, I tell you, Oscar, I've known you about 5 years now, and I wanted to ask you something. Do you have as much fun selling motors as you do putting together a good pheasant shoot down at the Clinton House Plantation?
it goes hand in hand, because I got the support the Clinton House too, because like I say, Chris Grant, the owner, he's like one of my baby brothers.
Right.
You know, I have no brothers, but he is like a brother, and I actually help promote the Clinton House anytime I get, because it's a part of me.
And that was my first trip out there, by the way.
Yes.
That
was
it? It was my first time out there, and I did, and the whole experience.
Yes.
Okay, the quail shoot and how y'all do the tower shoot, and yes. For an old boy from South Alabama, it was quite amazing.
Yes. And that tower shoot is something me and my wife and my little great nephew Jaden, everybody thinks he's my son. That is our ministry.
Right.
We do that every year, week before Christmas, and we do a shoot. We have two shoots that weekend, and all the money that it clears, we find families or kids that is not going to have Christmas, and we go out and provide them Christmas.
God bless you.
And that's our ministry.
And the turnout is amazing.
Yes.
It was amazing.
Yes.
Now, how long have you been connected with the Clinton House?
Too long. Nah. probably 18, 19 years. I met Chris through my participation with Ducks Unlimited.
Yep.
Wow.
And so is that the only – that's not the only event that you're doing down there?
I used to, because I'm sort of got a fundraising career from Ducks Unlimited and all, and I will do a fundraiser for anyone, and I do actually charge a little fee, but if it's something for a kid or something, I will do it for nothing because I enjoy fundraising. And so that's just, you know, if somebody asks me to do something, I'm always looking for another way to try to help somebody.
And Springer was talking about the tower shoot. Man, that was I just went out and watched.
Yeah.
And that is like
a trip.
That is like an awesome redneck sport right there.
Yes, sir. Yes, it is.
That originated in England or over there in Europe somewhere. Sir. Would that be correct?
Yes, sir. We have had some tire shoots down there that Mike, I think, was talking to you. They went through like 24 cases of ammo. It was like a war. They were just shooting.
Well, you know, I was thinking tower.
Yeah.
But it's not really a tower.
No.
It's an old 18-wheel trailer that they've cut the top out
it's
of.
It's cool, man. It's cool.
And you just look, somebody's in there throwing it. I guess they got steel reinforced so they don't get shot at.
Well, it originated, some preserves has a tower.
Yeah.
And actually, some of them has a chute that they let the birds go down. And I've been on both ends. I've been in there releasing the birds and been on the other end also.
Yeah, he was telling us last time we had Mike on the show about – somebody was looking at that going, well, you know, with the layout of this hill that you've got, we could put stations around there, and that works out pretty cool.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, now, as along with selling to Hatsu Motors, you have a very busy outboard repair shop. So how's that going?
It's doing great. My thing is, like Hartwell's up, that puts people – active, wanting to get out and do, and then Springer won't like this, but even when those Tigers won the championship, that puts people in a good spirit, and people out wanting to move, wanting to spend money, and you know, people's in a good mood. And
so wait a minute,
it's all good, man.
So wait a minute, the Tigers win. The Tigers win, and
he's
people want to buy outboard motors.
Yes, sir.
Right.
You can see a correlation.
People's
that.
Out. You know, the money's up, the spirits is up.
He's right.
Now we're sitting here too. We're waiting on the income check.
He's
taxes
right.
Coming in. People's in a good mood.
He's spot on.
And you go to Clemson, you see everywhere you go. And there's not the Clemson ad, but everywhere you go, you see things going on. People's happy. People's excited, and so they don't mind digging deep and buying something new.
He's spot on, man.
Same thing happened in Alabama.
Man,
when
we've done it. We've done it so many times.
That's the reason y'all don't want to win every other year.
Well, you know,
see, what I did is I called up Nick Saban and I said, "Hey, Nick, look, man, I'm getting really close to all these people here around Clemson. They're really good people. Okay, so we're gonna have to work out something like y'all win it one, they win it, we win it. You know, we just kind of flip it back and forth for everything. Would that be good for you?
Would you swap it out? Hey, it's good for the economy.
Actually, I saw an interview with Dabo Swinney.
He's
a big Bear Bryant fan.
Of course,
he said he is doing his best to keep Bear Bryant's record.
Exactly.
It's six championships.
but one thing I
he don't want nobody to break that.
One like that, and not the Tiger Show. But one thing I can say is, you know, no, Clemson's got three national champions. Clemson does not have a Heisman. But I believe they got two people that's going to be pushing it. But Clemson had the Heisman before it was started.
True.
With John Heisman.
Yeah. I agree.
Well, there you go. Well, hey, and you were talking about how Lake Hartwell is up.
It's up.
Business is pretty good for you, too, when Lake Hartwell's down, though.
It is.
Because people going to run over shoals and break stuff.
But now with the lake up, people gets out there and gets on lake. It's the same thing I told everybody last year, and I'm waiting to – don't know when the next Bassmaster Classic will be here.
Yep.
But it seemed like last year, I says, it's not going to slow down. Cause people going to get out there on the lake where it's cold or hot because they may get out there and may pull up beside a boat and have a professional pro fisherman there. You know, practicing during December or January, and all that. You know, I've been in boat business 41 years now, and it's totally different than it was years ago. It's year-round now.
Well, and we've got to say this too, because you got the outboard motor repair, and that's not just the Hot Two outboards. I know that for a fact.
We service all major brands.
So if somebody somebody's in a used boat, you know, maybe they buy a used boat from another individual, and there's a lot of that that goes on, and maybe they find they want to upgrade or something that needs to be done, how do they find you and get in touch with you and have you check out their outboard or do some work on it?
I do not advertise a lot other than here at the boat show, but most of mine is word of mouth. You do a good job, and it goes and it spreads like wildfire. You can find McCurry's outboards on the internet. The phone number's been the same.
Forever.
Ever.
And you down on Roddy Lane?
I'm down on Roddy Lane in Anderson, South Carolina, where I tell everyone. I have the boat shop down at the end of the road. My uncle has the barber shop. If you come down, if I don't clip you, he will.
That's awesome.
Well, Oscar, as always, it's great to have you on the show with us. Appreciate it. And if you folks are in the boat show, come on down there and look at the we call them hotties.
Yes, we do. Yeah.
Go down there and get you a hottie from Oscar, whether it's a 9.9 you want to put on one of these motor-restricted water district lakes, or if you're in the mood to repower about anything, Oscar can help you out with a good outboard motor. I promise you that.
Yes, sir.
Oscar McCurry, a great man and just a great human being.
Awesome. Well, we're going to go to our break. Come on back on the other side. We're going to have the Roadkill Cafe. Upstate Outdoors is going to be here until 2 o'clock. The boat show is going on Sunday, January 27th. They'll be open noon to 6 p.m. They'll be here until 9 p.m. tonight. Again, tickets are $7 for adults, $6 for students. That's 6 to 18. If you're a senior, 60-plus, and kids under 6 are free. So come on out to the boat show. You can get more information at UpstateSCBoatShow.com.
This is 106.3 WORD and Upstate Outdoors live at that boat show. We're going to take an hour break. We'll be back right after the news with some Roadkill Cafe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.